Don Ferner, a man that was very supportive of my career. I remember as a 16-year-old sitting in the kitchen with my mum and dad, and Don identified me as a player that the Raiders wanted to sign. He'd watched me play a couple of games, and Don had an association with Juno because he was captain coach there in 1966, so he knew a lot of people around town. And they obviously got in contact with Don. They said, they've got a young man here that we think is a reasonable football player, and we'd love you to come and have a look at him. And my parents knew Don. Don said that he would look after me when I went to Canberra, and he certainly did that. He, along with John McIntyre, at the Canberra Raiders. He was the inaugural coach of the Canberra Raiders side. He was coaching Australia at the time that I signed as well. And he was a man of honour, great integrity. And I became great friends with his sons, both Don Jr. and Dave. And it was sad when I heard the news that Don had passed away. I had a great deal of respect for him. He always made people feel very welcome. He was a great coach. He had a wonderful eye for talent. And he was one of those guys that really cared about whether you're a friend, whether you're a football player, or whether you're just someone off the street that you didn't know. He was always up for a chat, very personable man. He's going to be sadly missed by a lot of people, and in particular his family. And I just want to pay my respects to the Ferner family. Don's played a big part in my life, in my football career in particular, and I know that the boys and the whole family are hurting. He was a great man, and I'm sure we'll celebrate his life in the next coming days.